of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, March 26. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Agriculture Minister admits there were challenges with the disbursement of the $18 million cash grant made available by the World Bank. Liette pilots reject calls for salary cuts, and grim search for survivors continues after floods kill 113 people in Indonesia. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's the Red Dot Clearance Sale only at Courts, and products are priced to go. Shop and save up to 60% off a wide range of items across the store. Come into Courts today and save big on items with a Red Dot. Up to 60% off. The Red Dot Clearance Sale is on only at Courts. Courts, bringing value home.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor?
Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Finesse Beauty, together with the University of the West Indies, on Saturday concluded its Sewing Training Entrepreneurship Program, STEP, with a certification ceremony. Owner of Finesse Beauty, Kimara Matthews, says STEP offers a platform that permits each participant an opportunity to grow beyond their borders.
It creates an ideal environment for self-evaluation. It allows students to step out of the comfort zone and aim for higher heights. This is a transition that implores and propels each one to fulfill his or her dreams and aspirations. Oftentimes, we observe people walking the streets daily with hidden treasures buried within them. These persons are either unaware of these buried gifts and talents, or find it difficult to source a level platform that invokes this inner power to rise to the occasion.
Graduate of the STEP program, Delva Ansam, says due to her enrollment in the program, she is now better equipped to manage herself as well as her business.
I have learned how to manage my emotions, how to manage good and challenging customers. My customer service relation skills have improved thanks to STEP. It has allowed me to evaluate myself, how to dress to impress, how to carry myself, how reliable am I to my customers.
Minister for Agriculture Reginald Ostrey has admitted that there were challenges with the recent payout of over $18 million to Dominican farmers, and says his ministry is currently working to address these issues. Ostrey says the World Bank project was a cash grant program which sought to assist in the restoration of rural livelihoods, reduction in nutritional shortages, reduction in mass migration, and to ensure food security. He was speaking at a press conference on Monday morning.
4,200 farmers registered for that program. 884 were large commercial farmers, and 3,384 were small farmers. And the distribution was $10,000 for the large farmers and $3,000 for the small farmers. We had some challenges in the execution of that program, and that was due mainly because of our weak database at the Ministry of Agriculture level, where we were not certain, to be honest with you, accurately that is, as to who were small farmers and who were commercial farmers and who were farmers. So we had some issues and some challenges with that, which we're now seeking to sort out by the compilation of what we call, we're doing a validation exercise, where we're seeking to record in detail our farmers, where they are, how many acres they're doing, where they're planting, their ages and so on, so we can have a complete dossier on each and every farmer on this island. So the event that we need to run to quickly gather information inside or outside the disaster period, We have our technicians who can, within 1 minute, pull out the information.
Austria says there were also issues where some persons who registered did not qualify under the World Bank policy, saying that some also registered late. Austria says the ministry is right now looking at how these farmers can be assisted.
Program, there was a cutoff period by December 2018, and a lot of many farmers did not meet that cutoff period for various reasons. And so we still have some of these issues being replayed in the public and private when people come to see the minister and to see the government. What we're not doing is we're not compiling a list of all the farmers who did not receive any sort of compensation under that program. Once we compile that list, then the determination will be made as to how we treat with those farmers. But that went on very well, and I believe that that program met its objectives.
President of the Dominica Nurses Association, Rosie Felix, says nurses in Dominica are frustrated and fed up with their working conditions. The Dominica Nurses Association staged a protest Monday morning in the vicinity of the government headquarters to voice their displeasure. A letter was again written to the Minister for Health, Kenneth Daru, listing the concerns of nurses on island.
As we speak, the Marigot Health Center is closed down for a full week because of mold infection, and three nurses are on sick leave. As we speak, nurses are working at the psychiatric unit while the place is being refurbished. They have to wear masks because there is so much dust. The male patients at the same psychiatric unit are exposed to dust. And this has been happening since the week before Hurricane Maria. The reconstruction is not related to damage from the hurricane. As we speak, there are nurses operating from their private vehicles to give health care. The nurses in the district in particular have to use their cell phone to do government work day after day, day after day. Security is also an issue, not only at the Princess Margaret Hospital, but in the Casterbrook Health Center, in the St. Joseph Health Center, in the Portsmouth Health Center, Marigot Health Center. There are many health centers that are still not repaired since Hurricane Maria, and nurses are being exposed to mold.
Tourism Director Colin Piper says or has encouraged masqueraders to continue to uphold the rail mass tradition and pass it along to youngsters in the community so that the tradition lives on. Piper was speaking at a recent prize-giving ceremony held at the DDA and DFC.
I can appreciate that the youth have their style to celebrate carnival. However, in order for our carnival to have a comparative advantage over other carnivals, it must retain its originality and the traditional elements of our carnival, which are uniquely placed to help us achieve that goal. So my challenge to the youth is to marry the traditional with the new and create this nouveau traditional that is exciting and bold, yet steeped in tradition and history.
Meanwhile, Piper says one of the stated goals for Carnival was to provide an outlet of expression to the various art forms of Dominica's heritage, thereby creating an avenue to market the destination to visitors.
To come and experience our authentic culture. And so Mass Dominic, the most original carnival, was staged with a series of activities. And again, we want to showcase that originality and tradition in the capital to help us create and display that uniqueness as part of the national parade. Time and time again, it is what the Dominicans coming to Dominica from abroad want to see, as it reminds them of carnivals of yesteryear, and it is these stories and pictures that they want to share with their friends.
Productivity consultant and businessman Barry Bellet is disappointed that the executive of the DHTA has not adopted his recommendations for boosting the hotel industry in Dominica. Bellet says he has in the past recommended a temporary hiring of highly experienced individuals to manage the operations of the DHTA and develop a realistic action plan to address the many issues of the Dominica hotel industry.
But if you're really struggling, and a lot of our guest houses are smaller hotels, they're struggling. Because, you know, you're not always fully occupants. I remember when Rosie Douglas became prime minister, he was shocked to find out the average occupancy of the smaller hotels and guests was about 40%. And the experts are telling you cannot survive on 40% occupancy. Yeah. It's nothing more than that. Yeah. So that has been a challenge building back. and a serious challenge too. In fact, I'm a member of the DHC, and I have proposed some more drastic action to be taken in terms of the insurance thing. Well, I'm not a big hoteler myself. I'm a sort of retired guy, so, you know, they listen, but they may or may not take. I don't think they really treated some of what I suggested seriously. But I know I was at a meeting with Colin Piper, who to me, by the way, is doing an excellent job as director of tourism, said, look, we really have to face up to what's happening with the hotels, because some of them stand the risk of not reopening, even if they want to. There's a lot of problems with the finance and the insurance. A lot of people are not happy with the aid bank. Why is the government saying that they put money for the hotels and the aid bank? If I told you about 5 or 10% of that money has been utilized, that's probably a lot. No, you see the dichotomy of the situation. The hotels, they need money to rebuild.
And General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, has listed a series of events which is open to all public officers to partake in. Leiter says the events will be engaging and fun-filled for all ages.
On Tuesday, the 21st of May, we have the launching of our standing committees. You know, our constitution makes provision for a number of standing committees, and we are going to launch those standing committees. The celebration continues in June, where we are hoping, in collaboration with the Princess Margaret Medical Laboratory, to have a blood drive. And on Friday the 28th, we have a retirees excursion and fun day at the freshwater lake. So we are hoping that as many public officers, or former public officers, or retired public officers, will participate in that activity.
There will also be more events spanning from July to October 2019. According to the DPSU General Secretary, the months of November and December will not be excluded, and public officers, serving and former officers can look forward to a grand finale in December 2019.
In November, we'll be having a workshop for the women of the union. And in December, we'll be launching our commemorative magazine. That is expected to be have a lot of information, very educational, and we look forward to that. And on Saturday 28th, we are hoping to have what we call a back in time party, where you will be exposed to a lot of oldie goldies music. We are hoping that the best dressed back in time couple can be given a prize, as well as the funniest dance. Whoever is there with whichever couple really interested in putting on a funny dance, that you can get a prize for that. And we're hoping to be serving a lot of traditional drinks, things like your ginger beer, they call it in Patois aniset. Your food, we'll have things like roast breadfruit and yam, or roast plantain, or roast dumpling, etc.
In other news this afternoon, pilots of the cash-strapped airline LIAT has rejected a call from them to take a salary cut as the Antigua-based airline seeks to reverse its financial situation. President of the Leeward Islands Airline Pilots Association, LIALPA, Carl Burke, said his members are very reluctant to accept the call for a salary cut at this time. Burke said on Observer Radio, looking at the situation as it is right now, if we are to go forward doing the things that we are doing now, if we do not look at the scheduling, if we do not look at how we are going to generate the revenue going forward, we can give up 10% now and have no idea when the company will rebound for us to recoup that investment, or even for them to start paying the staff back. He said the pilots could also be in a position where next year they come asking for an additional 5%. We just do not have the confidence in the team. And the Indonesian Red Cross is continuing search and rescue efforts in the wake of devastating floods that killed at least 113 people in the eastern province of Papua, with almost 100 still missing more than a week after the disaster struck. More than 11,500 people were displaced in flash floods and a subsequent landslide in the Sentani area of the provincial capital, Jayapura, earlier this month. As many as 94 people remain missing, according to state media TVRI, and a state of emergency will remain in place until Friday. Indonesian search and rescue teams are still searching the affected area for survivors, according to Krista Stephanie, a spokeswoman from Tangan, Penggarapan, an Indonesian social enterprise. Continued heavy rains have increased the likelihood of another flash flood, she said, adding that the conditions have slowed the search for the remaining missing people. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Agriculture Minister admits there were challenges with the disbursement of the $18 million cash grant made available by the World Bank. Liette pilots reject calls for salary cuts. And grim search for survivors continues after floods kill 113 people in Indonesia. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.